Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, 4:10. Now, this Perek and upcoming Parakim are talking about commercial law, but this Mishnah will take a one Mishnah excursus going off topic, because since we've been talking about financial fraud, Onah, the Mishnah will point out there's another kind of Onah, which is not about commerce at all. It's about causing a person emotional distress with one's words. And that's called Ona'as Devarim. In the Psukim, the same Vayikra Perek Chafei that talks about the mitzvah Onah we said before, there's another verse which talks about Onah again. The Pasuk says, Velo sonu ish samiso, a person should not do Onah, oppress, or in this case will be like, you know, do wrong by amiso, his fellow Jew, who's a good Jew. Vir eisa melokecha ki ani Hashem elokechem. And you should fear Hashem because I am Hashem, your God. So that extra verse talking about a different kind of onah is understood to be onaas devarim, wrong a person by causing them emotional distress with one's words. So the Mishnah here says, Keshem sha'ona'a b'mekach o'memkar, just as there is a notion of wronging someone with like financial exploitation or fraud in terms of commercial activity, buying and selling, kach ona'a b'devarim, there's also such a thing as wrong a person with your words. So, for example, the Mishnah gives three different examples. Here it says, Lo yomar lo, a person should not say to another fellow, Bekama chefit ze, how much does that thing cost? Like to the sales guy, whatever it is. Vahu en rotalikach, if the person who's inquiring has no intention of purchasing the item he's asking about. The idea here is that if a person is a merchant and he's got merchandise and finally, you know, someone walks in and he thinks he's going to make a sale and then the guy says, you know, how much does it cost to buy that diamond ring? So the sales guy says, oh my gosh, Baruch Hashem, we're going to get some money finally, and gets very excited. If the person who is asking has no intention of buying it, so then the thought of the Mishnah is, so then the person who's selling the ring realizes he's not making a sale and becomes despondent and he's sad. So that's one pshat. Okay, that's one of several pshatim, but it's enough. The point is that by asking the question when one hasn't got intention to purchase, so then he's really causing someone emotional stress, and that's called the onas devarim. Even that, obviously, that's relatively small stress, and I'm not sure exactly how much it would apply today, because a lot of times, you know, people aren't that excited when they're shopping as normal, but it does apply to some degree. It's just that if it's a person who has not got something to win or lose from making the deal, then for sure wouldn't apply. So obviously an internet query is not an issue, obviously. But more than that, you know, if you're asking someone stocking the shelves, how much something costs, what do they care if you buy or don't buy it? They're not getting a commission, okay? But a commission salesman, lechora, this would apply to. So that's that. Now, another kind of onas devarim, imhaya baal tshuva. If a person is a baal tshuva, meaning he was doing something wrong in the past, but now he's righted his wrong ways, Lo yomar lo, one shouldn't say to that Baal Tshuva, Zachor ma'asecha harishonim. Remember what you used to do, reminding him of his past, which then could make him feel bad about his past, and then that's causing him emotional distress. That's called onas devarim. The word Baal Tshuva in the 21st century common parlance means a person who grew up not in a religious family, then became religious. It doesn't mean that here in the Mishnah necessarily. It could mean a person who just, you know, he grew up in a perfectly religious family, but then he, you know, he lapsed and he became, he lapsed to a life of crime. Then he stopped his life of crime and returned to the goodly path of the Torah. He's called a Baal Tshuva. So you shouldn't remind him because it makes him feel bad about his past. Now the last and third example is not only about his past, but even his parents' past could also make a person feel bad. Imhu ben gerim, if the person's a ben gerim, meaning, like for example, let's say his parents converted when he was a young child, so he's also a convert, let's say, but he always grew up like a nice, good, firm boy. He did nothing wrong, but his parents didn't grow up that way. Lo yomar lo, you shouldn't say to him, Zachor ma'ase avosecha. Remember what your parents did before they became Jewish. The idea is that you're causing him distress, even that he didn't do anything, but just reminding him about his parents' misdeeds is enough to cause a person some level of distress. That's also called onas devarim. Again, the idea, all three cases, is you're not supposed to cause a person distress by asking him questions or telling him stuff that makes him upset. Shene Amar, as the pasuk says, Veger lo sone velo tilchatzenu. This is a different pasuk, which says when it comes to a convert, you shouldn't tone, like oppress him, and tilchatzenu means like press him. So Chazal understand that the tone, that's the ona of onas devarim, and tilchatzenu is pressing him, that's financial pressure, that's like financial ona. Okay, Onas Mammon. Now, that proof text really is kind of not necessary. What it's coming to say is that there's really a whole separate Isser. There's essentially two Isserim of Onah, Onas Tavarim, and when it comes to a convert, you have the first one, which is applying to Jews in general, and the second one applying to converts specifically. Of course, a convert is a Jew, and therefore, if you verbally oppress Onas Tavarim against a convert, you'd have two Lavim instead of one. There's another difference, an important difference, which is that when it comes to Onas Tavarim with a ger, it's any ger. If he's converted, he has special protections. When it comes to a regular Jew, actually, the Pasuk says, Velo sonu ish es amiso. And the Gemara darshens out, amiso means someone who, literally means someone like a member of your nation, but the Gemara understands that to mean that it's someone who behaves like a member of the nation in good standing. I mean, he does Masa Misacha, he behaves like a Jew. So if this person doesn't behave like a good Jew, meaning let's say, for example, he's a Machal Shabbos Befarhesia, this guy doesn't care about Shabbos. He's Jewish, but he's not a very good Jew. So that guy is not protected by the restrictions of Onas Tavarim, which means that Onas Tavarim doesn't apply to every Jew, it only applies to Jews that are Jews in good standing, that behave properly, halachically properly. I'm not going to definition exactly what that is. Whereas the second Isser that protects converts from Onas Tavarim applies to any converts regardless of how observant he is today.